Hi there, can you tell me your name?
My name is Süleyman Genç, Süleyman.
Okay, Süleyman, so we're here at Trafalgar Square protesting about the death of a young boy in Turkey. Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about what's happening in Turkey, why the death of this boy is causing this, and what you want to happen?
This young boy is killed by the Turkish government forces. He's 270 days ago in Turkey, Taksim Square protesters. Because that young boy is going to the for shopping, buying to form bread for the family. After then, the police forces attacked the people for the gas tear, and then they injured that boy. After that boy is. He's seen 270 days in the hospital.
Yeah, we've got quite a lot of that. Yeah. So I'm wondering if you could tell me what do you want to happen now after the death of this young boy?
That government, they never gone to follow any process for the courts. They always the government defends the police forces because the people don't want it anymore. This government, is.
Apparently it's a democracy, yet they're acting as if they're not.
The people demand democracy because there is no democracy in Turkey now. Because the government like the dictatorship. The prime minister is tried for the use the power for the dictatorship like that.
So he's more leaning towards religious sort of radicalism rather than a democracy.
The prime minister background come from the religions organization. When he's come to power, he said, I'm a democratic, I'm changing. But he's never changed. He used the democracy, he used the European law, but he's come to the power, now he's attacked the people. He's going to be try get religion power on government.
Okay, yeah. So you can see it sort of going to like these countries, maybe more like Iraq, Iran, where you've got a real, you know...
It's not exactly the same like Iran, but it's similar. It's similar. He's tried for the anti-democratic law.
I believe I heard that he's saying that pregnant women can't go out on the streets because they'll know that they've had sex.
Yes, his government ministers always they talk like that. The woman is pregnant, the woman why they on the street, or the woman is why they want a job. They stay at home. That is for the not democratic things. That is for the Iranian things.
Right. Yeah. So, of course, you would say that the majority of people where you're from, and you know, the Turkish people, don't want that. They want to live a democratic life.
Yeah. The people that want to live a life for the Turkey, democratic life, they don't want it like government now. Because when this prime minister, when he came to own the power, He give the promise for the people we're going to be change the country. But they use the democratic things, they're not going to be change anything. Everything goes to worse.
What would you want to happen now? What do you want to see happen?
The people are unhappy now because the people are going to be struggle for this government. They want to remove this government, bring the democracy to Turkey.
So would you like to see him out of power?
Yeah.
That's the final solution.
Yeah, the final solution, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what the atmosphere is like in Turkey at the moment with the death of this boy? Because obviously the news has spread there as well.
Yeah, all people now is the support for the all...
out protesting.
Yeah, protesting in Turkey. Now all cities in Turkey is like this, more than they like this now.
Right, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
An order and...